It's Kaufman and Spry on The Kaufman Show tonight. One night only, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike and I had quite the cool day. We're about to play you a couple of interviews from live at the Just for Laughs Festival this morning and afternoon. Mike and I had the pleasure of being ferried in through the back door of Place des Arts this aft while Jay Baruchel was doing his rehearsal for the gala that is ongoing right now. And, you know, we can't be there. We're on air. We have a duty to do. And it's an honor to be able to be here on air, and it was quite the honor today to be able to speak with Eddie Izzard, somebody who I admire both on and off stage, a great humanitarian, an activist, an actor, and one of the funniest and smartest dudes around. So without any further ado, this is Mike Spry and myself in conversation this afternoon with Eddie Izzard.
Wanted to start, I heard that this is the first show in the history of Just for Laughs where the gala host has had complete carte blanche as far as picking the acts.
Yeah, I didn't actually stamp my carte blanche all over the place, but I did sort of say, well, like, these people, why not try these people and those people? So, but yes, I don't know whether no one else has been able to do that, but they just said, who would you like to have on?
How did that make you feel?
Felt like a king of Spain.
King of Spain makes sense. I mean, it can't be the king of England, right?
No, king of Spain, or maybe the king of China. No, it felt fine, but it wasn't really, you know, because there's going to be some people in tonight who I don't know so well, and then other people I thought could be in it, but then they weren't. You know, it wasn't United Nations enough, you know, to be another American person, because we can't do that. So, you know, you just try and tailor it and get it in the right place.
You've tried to do so much with international acts tonight, and is part of that, I know that you've done comedy in several different languages. Mm. Is part of that trying to export...
Oh, one other language.
Oh, is it only French?
Only French. German's next year.
Okay. And Russian?
Russian. I played Berlin and Vienna and Istanbul and Zagreb and Ljubljana and Belgrade and St. Petersburg and Moscow, but all in English.
Oh, okay.
So next year, German goes into German, and then Spanish, and then Russian.
That's really... well, I know, it just it leads in. You said that at one point that it was your manifest destiny to wear a dress on every continent.
No, I didn't say that. No. I wouldn't have used that. That's that American thing.
That's William Seward with Alaska.
No, I said it's United Nations. It's my rights under the United Nations Charter to wear whatever I want.
Right.
But that the other one isn't mine.
It's a poor
So one. I just like the idea that United Nations has a charter that says you can wear what the hell you want.
When you're touring and doing a lot of shows, are there times when it's hard to turn it on for that night? Are there nights where you just... you don't feel it, but you have to get out there.
No, well, the analogy is, you know, if you're driving home after work, there's some nights where you just can't get it together, and you hit a load of people. No, you know, you always have enough going on there. I mean, if you avoid the alcoholic beverage, you know that's the thing. We have enough ability in our car driving that no matter what's happened in the day, you know, no matter how you feel, you try and get on that road, don't hit anything, cats, dogs, people, other cars, and you get all the way home. And that's not an unusual thing. And that's what you get. That's the level you get to at stand-up. That's the level we get to. Because when you first drove your first car, you
hit
everything, yeah?
Terrified.
Everything.
I did, and then my dad took it away.
I just went slowly at 5 miles an hour and scraped the whole bottom.
I know that you've been such an advocate for exercise and for running, and you ran those marathons. I think it was 20 and 30 days approximately, wasn't it?
43 and 51 Jeez. Days. But, you know, Terry Fox is Canadian and was Canadian. And, you know, what he did was amazing, so.
Was that one of your inspirations for it?
I didn't know. I don't think I knew that he'd done it at that time. I just wanted to do it. But when I heard that they'd done it, it just sounded amazing.
How does something like that help you focus in your professional career?
It doesn't.
Okay. No, I'm curious as to... I have a friend who's a lawyer and does the death races, which is sort of like the Ironman times 10. It's like a 70-hour race in Vermont every year.
Oh, wow.
Came back from running the Gobi Desert. Did the... I think they do 250 kilometers over 8 days.
Well, it helps me in life, but I don't know if it helps me with quite how you articulate it. It's all I know is that all wild animals... are fit. All of them. Not one
one animal is not perfectly fit. You never see one animal just leaning over and just going, God, these things are too fat. They're all fit. Now you think, okay, if they're not fit, then they die. Well, yeah, in a way, yes, but they are perfectly fit. They're in perfect training balance. Their training is, you know, is live, and we've lost that. But that's where we should be. So I'm trying to get back to that.
I choked a friend the other day that I was at that age where alcohol and drugs were no longer the biggest hindrance on our health. It was mayonnaise. That was eventually going to kill us all. I guess wild animals don't have access to...
Well, if wild animals had alcohol, you could just see... I used to get the gazelles and alcohol. another one, please, Tony.
The jungle safari would certainly be more interesting.
They're so fast.
Have you had a chance to go for a run in Montreal?
No, I've got a knee that I have run before up on the Mont Royal, but the knee is playing me up a little. I tried to jump a fence 3 months ago.
Is there a good story behind that?
Not really. I just tried to jump a fence because I didn't want to go all the way around the golf course. And it showed me that I was not elastic. When I did the run, I did certain movements, and I suppose I was elastic in those movements, but then if you try and say, okay, now I'm going to try doing jumping on one leg over things, I didn't do 43 marathons of jumping.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have been able to jump over a leg. But, body didn't like it.
We've got a couple of minutes left before Danny knocks on the door, so I think I want to close with, I've heard you referred to as the lost member of Monty Python.
Well, John Cleese called me the lost Python. And I checked with John, and he did say that. And what I didn't check was, what does that mean, John? Because I assume it means the one that got away, but kind of in the fact that I was never going to be there. I would have loved to have been a Python. I was just 20 years too young. So, but what I do is stand up. My stand-up is, I just think, Python as stand-up. If one of the members of Python wanted to do stand-up, I think they would do what I'm doing. You know, just playing all the roles, and it's surreal and going off on tangents.
Must have been something else to share a stage with them.
Yeah, going on at Aspen, that was crazy. That was beautiful. It's good. I do love doing comedy, and I love doing the drama, and I love doing comedy, so... I'm back here in November to play all across Canada as well. Whole tour of the... Kind of only my second tour of all of Canada.
Well, maybe we'll be able to steal a few more minutes with you then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time,
Eddie. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Really appreciate it.
There you have it. Eddie Izzard. Quite the coup for the old Kaufman Show. That was a real thrill.
Good get.
Good guest. Kind of guest we want to bring you on the Kaufman Show. And pretty cool that he name-dropped Terry Fox right in there.
Yeah, man. Beautiful.
We'll have to tell our good friend Josh Traeger about that.
He can get a Canada Cancel grant now. That's how it works.
He don't need it.
Grad students, beware.
We're going to take a quick break on the Kaufman Show, come back and play you our interview with Adsit and Lutz from 30 Rock. They're playing at 9 o'clock tonight at the Main Line. Be there or be square.
Should I stay or should I go now?